Hey guys, this is James from Punks in a Pod and Parker.
Hey.
Today we'll be kind of tackling a problem that we've had with the app, considering that we had to just delete, not even delete, the app just straight up deleted our old account that we had for no reason other than the fact that I think we were just inactive too long, which I don't think is a proper reason to just delete.
Yeah.
More than... probably, like, I don't know, hours of work.
Yeah.
Fucking annoying. Anyways, we're just going to be talking today. Let me just pull the cable a little bit closer. We're just going to be talking today about the music industry, mostly. And just stuff in general. What do you want to start it with?
I don't know.
It's been a while since we've done one of these episodes. So what do you want to... just music, I guess?
Yeah.
Dude, we were talking like forever earlier. Come on.
Yeah.
Want to talk about skateboarding?
Yeah, sure.
So how about you talk about your board, I guess?
That has a wolf print on the bottom. It's a basic board, really.
Yeah, well, it's a double-ended board.
Yeah.
First designed by Mike Valera, whatever the guy's name, I can't remember. A lot of people just called him Mike V.
Yeah.
So.
Wasn't skateboarding, like, banned in Philadelphia? And then
oh, yeah, it was.
The guy behind I Love Philly, like...
such bullshit. I cannot believe that.
Yeah.
It's like, honestly, skateboarding isn't a crime.
Yeah. And the creator of the I Love Philly logo, like...
so you're working on the basement, I see.
Yeah.
Sorry if you guys don't know, we're playing Minecraft for some reason. We decided that this would be a good game to play while we do the podcast this episode, mostly because, well, you can kind of talk and commentate while, you know, just speaking and playing and stuff like that.
Can I get up closer to...
Punk's not dead, I'm eat. Are you getting up closer?
To look for something.
Are you blind?
No, I just... looking for it.
Alright. Anyway. Today we're going to be starting with the topic of, you know, record companies and whether or not you should use them if you're a punk musician. Which most of what we do is punk / grunge style music. And what we classify ourselves as is basically two dead genres compiled into one. What people love to deem dead, at least, hasn't never died. So we're just kind of just chilling out. And yeah, should be a pretty long episode if we keep the conversation up. Park.
What?
You gotta say, you sit back down?
Yeah. Alright, what should I do with this fireplace?
I don't know. It's up to you. Anyway, nowadays with the music industry, most people tend to look more into rap music. Which, yeah, most rap is okay. But nowadays, it's just got a weird style. I don't really like it that much. And punk is more my thing, mostly because it's got the kind of message that I like. You know?
Yeah.
How did you really get into punk?
I don't know.
Had to be some sort of way.
Yeah. Hey, Igor.
Parker. We're on a podcast. We gotta talk.
Yeah, I know. Trying to... Sock, you put windows where the pig bay is.
Anyway, but just go ahead and talk.
Okay, well, there's a guy with a baby llama on
right? Oh my god, dude. Come on.
Okay. Sorry. Well, yeah, just hanging out. We did change the skateboard up custom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot we actually even did that for a second. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, we resprayed my board. Because the trucks are destroyed, so I thought I might as well take them off, you know, so I could replace them. And while I did that, I decided that it would be a pretty cool move if I designed, like, a new design on the back of the board. Mostly because the old design I ripped off at the beginning anyway, and then just tried to draw something on the back that was utter garbage. I tried to do it in marker, which was even more beautiful, aka vomit inducing. Because it was not professional at all. And we put some polyurethane on it, mostly so we could keep it to stick. We don't really need a stain, but it's more just like to keep it to stick, I guess. And, yeah. And also, it might give it a pretty cool shine, which I don't really think matters, considering that the design's gonna be gone come, like, a few months or so. I'll probably respray it a couple times.
Yeah, you mind if I write something real quick?
Alright, sure.
What? Oh, I forgot. PlayStation was different.
I still can't move.
Oh. I'm just writing Steve.
Speeve. You're saying it wrong. And I know that meme is very long dead, but
yeah, this is Steve. He gets his own lantern.
And right now we're just kinda like chilling out and doing what we averagely do, which is just sit around and play video games when we're bored. I play video games even when I'm not bored, because I got nothing else to do. Also, my board's broken, I can't go anywhere, and gaming is fun. I've been doing it my whole life. And also, what the fuck is this sheep doing? Go away.
Alright, now let's get into the shag carpet.
There we go. Looks okay so far.
I should probably put a keep out sign, like,
or like a rug that says come back with a warrant.
Oh yeah.
I'm so getting that for my door.
Yeah.
That'd be so much fun. My parents just come back with a piece of paper that just says, I swear this is a warrant, you cannot sue me. I am your mother. Right now, I'm more just building somewhat of a road, so we can just kind of have a transport, I guess, across the water, because horses can't travel over water.
Yeah. Alright, so I got my carpet. I have a fireplace. I'm going to get rid of these floor.
We already kind of have a stable, so I'll just, like, kind of figure something out. We might just put a hitch post in the front or something, I don't know. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, we're just playing Minecraft, so you'll hear, like, a couple things every now and again.
I'm just gonna put glowstone on the roof.
Which, I know Minecraft's not exactly a game that's perfect for this, but, yeah, we're having fun.
Yeah, I gotta go look for...
If I had PS Plus, we'd be able to play this online.
Yeah.
But I don't have PS Plus because apparently PS... place, you know, Sony just got greedy and was like, how about we make people pay for it? You know, one of the biggest features of our time was the fact that we didn't have to pay on PS3 to play online. And I'm scared that it's gonna do the same shit with fucking I'm scared that he's going to do the same shit with PC, which is basically impossible, but still, it's not like I don't have a reason to be like that. Because we already pay for our router. We already pay for Wi-Fi. We should not have to pay for extra online services. It's not okay. Yeah, see, the trader agreed with me. He was like,
I gotta make sure these stairs are still accessible. How's Igor?
Oh no, I haven't checked on him in a good minute. I think he's alright. I'm gonna go check on something real fast, because I see something in the distance that looks interesting and is catching my eye. Oh, that tree is gigantic, jeez. Had a lot of detail from, like, really far away.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just on the south end of the map. I'm just gonna kinda glide around and just chart out the whole thing. Go north. Yo. Look around. Okay, so I think this should be like our south building, and we'll have like another one in the north. Maybe on a mountain.
I like how you're scouting stuff out, and I'm just here putting a TV in my room. And hey, we got the cable set up yet?
I don't know. Alright, I found a good field. I'll just kind of mark it with some dirt. Actually, cobblestone. Cobblestone stands out, right?
Yeah, that looks natural.
I mean, I could place a beacon, but that'd take a while.
I'm just gonna. Which one did you use?
What do you mean?
You used.
Oh, that's dark oak.
Okay. Accidentally grabbed some spruce. Accidentally grabbed the wrong type of wood.
Spruce Springsteen. Bruh.
Just out. Cut it.
Rug looks nice. So is this your room?
Yeah.
How come you claimed it for yourself?
Hey, I said you get the upstairs.
It's smaller. Alright. Let's make a garage. Because our garage isn't a garage, that's more of a staple at this point. Garage should have, like, some sort of a door.
Not even a very good stable.
I'll fix it up into, like, a better one in a minute. Because we have a random pig in it, and we're just like, yeah, this is okay.
Hey, do you know what page, trying to look for, what are they called? Planks. Trying to find planks.
I think I should use, like, a quartz block on the door.
Yeah, maybe. Alright, there we go. Entertainment center is set up.
Quartz blocks would work for the door, I think, so I just. Actually. That works. It's basically just going to be only accessible from the inside and a door on the outside or the back.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think it'll work. We'll try to... Maybe we should terraform to... Maybe we should terraform to kind of keep it good.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. Sorry.
Okay, I'm gonna... There are too many cup-shaped things.
Here. Looks pretty good so far. Sorry if you hear anybody in the background. We're in a living room, so it's inaudible.
Perfect. Well, I heard something today, but I think it would be good.
I'm going out. Anyway. This episode's already off to a great start.
It's a disaster.
Alright, so I'm thinking from now on we should probably have the podcast at my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking like maybe sometime next week. We'll schedule out a time. Maybe like Wednesday, does that work with you?
Yeah, not this week, but...
No, I mean next week.
In future. Maybe, I'll see.
Yeah, so... We'll just like set up the TV in the living room. We'll have a Twitch stream going and the Anchor podcast at the same time. That way we can just keep up with consistent uploads. That way we don't wreck our... page again. Guys! Hey, Parker.
What?
The dogs are...
Bad dogs! No, I can't say no. You start.
It's, I love how you're just like, bad dogs! And then it's just like, sorry. Let me just see here about spawning a skeleton. What are you doing?
What?
No, the dog. What are you doing, you cute puppy? Puppo. Sorry. I mean to. Yeah. Skeleton horse. Whoop. Hey, Bark.
What?
Come out front.
I feel like I'm not. What the crap?
It's your boy. Skinny penis. Anyway. At the moment, we're mostly just trying to kind of get used to doing the podcast again. So, we'll probably introduce ourselves, like, every episode as always. Because, actually, let's practice our intro, I guess. Welcome to the... Hold up. Hello, my name is James and...
Parker. You're Kurt. Either one works.
And welcome to the Punks in the Pod podcast. Earlier today, I was trying to teach Kurt how to actually skateboard.
Yeah.
I was teaching him how to push and stuff, and the difference between goofy foot and normal foot. And I think he said that he's more comfortable with goofy foot, so... Keep them in the garage.
Hey, you finished that garage expansion?
Hey. What the? Hey. Stay still, you piece of... Yeah, in a minute, probably. If this dude ever stops moving. Hey, yo, can you set down a fence?
Set down a fence?
Yeah. You guys can find me if you guys want to find either of us. We both have a band together, and I have a Twitch stream called DPJ TV. No, I was saying just put one fence post. So I can get the horse out. I just need to attach him to one. Maybe if we have them all across that wall, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then, Abushka. This is our parking. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. Oh, wow. Okay. That happened.
Don't let Igor escape.
I kinda...
He is the last snowman.
Oh no, not that movie.
We went on like a snowman massacre.
Yeah, we kinda just killed every snow golem we saw.
Except for Igor.
Igor number one, Igor number two, they were all dead.
This is Igor number 17.
Yeah, we just call him Igor because he's the only one. Did it really matter that much? I just love how earlier there was this asshole kid that was like, yo, you're poor because you ride on skateboards. And I'm like, yeah, fuck you, you're not rich either, bitch, you're a child. Yeah. None of us are rich.
I mean, I did win that $500.
Well, yeah, but scratch off ticket. You get what I mean, right?
Yeah.
None of us are really rich. And to call someone else poor is kind of just a dick move.
Yeah.
Kind of paints you as a fucked up person. Also, did you set a campfire down or did you just set a fire?
Just set a fire.
Campfires work better.
Okay.
They have better smoke trails. Be miscellaneous. I'm gonna go set up camp in the north. Kind of work on this house. I'll go work on expansion. Anyways, you should be seeing episodes from Punks in a Pod every week.
Hey, should I set up like an actual fire stack?
Yeah. Maybe, by the way, we gotta set up, like, an actual time to actually do these, episodes. Most of the time we'll just sit around and we'll just kind of figure out, like, things we can do.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to cut this.
What?
This.
Oh, the... Okay, it's okay. You said fire stack, right?
Yeah, fire stack.
You don't need to do that, just put a hay bale under it and the smoke trails will go really high.
Oh, do you want me to not do this?
I don't care. You can do whatever you want. I think this one's going to be your house.
Okay.
I'll just start work on mine. I'll just try to find a really flat terrain. Okay, this one's perfect.
So, where are you making yours?
All the way out here.
Here, let's set up railways real quick.
I'm in the north. You're in the south. See where I am, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I did not mean for the map to be shaped like that. Look at the area that's filled in.
Yeah.
Guys, I accidentally fucked up and it's shaped like a dick.
Alright, I'll start on a railroad track.
Yeah, you want me to meet you in the middle?
Yeah, sure. We're using spruce.
Hold up, let me start work on the campsite for me to build my house by, so I'm just gonna place a hay bale and the campfire. That way I can see the smoke trail.
Do you place the campfire on the hay bale?
You place the hay bale under the campfire.
Alright, I'll be...
So just dig out the ground, boop boop, and it goes a lot higher. It's still going. usually phases out a lot later in the sky. I'll start work on a railroad that starts heading south.
Okay.
We'll have to calculate a position where it will meet directly in the middle.
Yeah.
So, start on the exact same block that I'm on. We'll start on the block of the campfire.
Yeah, just give me a second. Me and Igor have to finish something real quick.
Right about here. On X negative 415, you can kind of pull it from that house, go over water until you hit X 415, then you'll negative 415, and then you should start kind of like building my direction.
Yeah, I'm just gonna put some hay up real quick.
Most of the time during these the podcast episodes, we'll usually play like a board game. This time we decided that it'd be a good idea if we just sat down and just chilled out. Played some Minecraft. I don't know.
The only other option we had was Monopoly.
And Monopoly just destroys friendships. Do you think that's what they were going for?
I don't know.
Do you want to make it a powered rail cart system, or do you want to make it just a rail cart system?
Powered rail.
Alright.
Yeah. Powered rail is easy.
Yeah, I know. It's not hard, but I know. It can be difficult on elevated scenarios where you're trying to get it really high up, but, yeah. If you know what you're doing, and you're fine. Which, if you guys don't know what we're talking about Minecraft. We're weird. Leave us alone. That's kind of the whole point. We're a bunch of punks from Salt Lake City, and yeah, we may not look like punks when you first meet us, but we're just a bunch of crazy psycho bastards.
Where did I put that?
Put what?
Oh.
Oh.
I'm just finishing my chimney sweep. You gonna grab your skeleton horse?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm coming back to. We should also build a road for us to travel by horse and donkey. That way we can transport stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe later we should turn this into an online server for the both of us.
A what?
For, like, the both of us, like an online server.
Ah.
That way we can both kind of chill
oh,
out.
Oh, by the way, I found out you can transport PS3 files.
Oh, yeah, I know. So you want to transport the old band server?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also another reason why I kind of want you to get a PS3, because, you know, free. PSN. Well, PSN is free, PS Plus isn't. But
PS Plus. That makes sense.
Which is still annoying, because that was one of the things that I liked about PlayStation that that differentiated it from Xbox. You know?
Yeah. Hey, pull up the map real quick.
Just go on 415. Negative 415.
Negative 415.
No, actually, just build the rails until you hit -415.
Okay.
Just keep digging, keep your map up, and keep digging like trenches in the ground, and then fill them in with spruce planks.
So it's -415 around you.
It's the line that I'm on. So it's basically just a straight line. That way we kind of meet directly in the middle.
Okay.
It's on the X.
On the X.
It's the X. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
XY. Coordinates. Because see, I was taught how to do these fucking sets of coordinates, not my human rights. School. r/ school system broke.
That Yo Bamos thing, isn't it?
Oh yeah, that was so fucking weird, but pretty funny. Are you on the 415?
I'm getting there.
Can you check your map? Shit. This is gonna take a minute. Oh, you're going through Y.
I am.
Yeah, you gotta turn. You gotta turn to your left.
I'm getting something. Now Reddit. / facts happened. Am I on X?
You just got... X is basically just the line that goes from side to side. Y is the line that goes up and down.
So am I on the right X?
Yeah, you're... X is basically just, you know, left, right. Yeah. East, west, and north. Which, oh shit, I'm going the wrong way. My bad. I'm going the wrong way. I just figured that out.
What?
I've been going the wrong way this whole time.
Yeah.
Forgive me. Well, why do we need the wood? Can't we just, like, place minecart?
It makes it a lot easier.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
My experience just putting it down was pretty formal. So, 417 now. Negative 417. Because I had to move over because, well, I'll still go through 415 actually. Try to get back on track when I pass through. Thank you. How close are you getting? You're going the wrong way.
I am. I'm heading towards you.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, yeah. You're going backwards. Yeah. I think if you pave it, I'll just kind of, like, cut out the ground. Actually, damn it, you know what? I really don't care anymore. I'm just gonna kind of do what you're doing. I'm just gonna put, like, fencing under it to make it look, you know, physics-based. Mm. Hey, wait, how high are you? Oh, wait, how high are you is why. So, 73? 83. Alright, I'll just pull it up. About 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and there. Yeah. Alright, I'm on your level.
Okay.
Wait, which way are you going on X? Where are you at right now? Okay, so I recommend that you turn it now.
Turn it now.
So get it out of the cave. Get out of the cave, and then... No, no, don't go that way.
Go this way.
Get it out of the cave, and then turn... No, get through the cave. Just get through it.
Had to fix the roofing.
Yeah. Saying you should just get through the cave, and then when we... That way when we meet up in the middle, we can be done. Wait, as soon as we're on the same Z, I'm on...
Wait, you wanted me to... I messed up, I didn't turn.
Wait, which one are you... Which Z are you on?
I'm right here.
No, no. Why map? What, your map?
Pull up my map?
Yeah, it's on there. 175, just go directly to 175. Don't build... Until you get back to this, alright? Don't build until you get to 175. Pull out your map. Make sure you're going the right way. So just keep going until that Z one says 170, negative 175.
Okay.
What is happening? Your dogs get, like, possessed.
I don't know.
Okay, so just pass everything. And as soon as you hit 175, I'll start building towards you.
Oh. Right here.
Okay, you're on 176. Just one more block back. I know it really doesn't matter, but one more block back. Thank you. Okay, I'm on 175, you're on 175. I'm gonna start backing it up towards you. So, all this is happening. Yeah, the podcast is just like, what's happening? Everybody that's listening, like, what is even happening? Anyways, we've been kind of just chilling out this whole time. Mm-hmm. I've been sitting here like, dude, Alright, I'm about to back up towards you. Getting pretty close. There you are. Alright, I just ran into you. I built a tunnel going in this direction. So, let me just bring spruce planks out and we should connect it. Alright. So, time for promo. You guys don't know who I am. I'm a Twitch streamer and a musician. At the moment, we have a huge project going on called Loveless Whispers, and that is our main musical thing. You know?
Yeah, I'm also in the middle of writing a solo recording thing.
Yeah. So, we're mostly just musicians. Alright, so. Just. I have the map up, so we're good. Just get it out there.
Oh, you're over there. Yeah. The maps are weird.
Yeah, you might. I'm on Y83, which means the blocks are
on Y83. Dude, you're literally just right there.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying the height, and they're the same, so we're good.
Hey, you ever watch Billy Madison?
Yeah, a little.
That's a good movie.
Alright, so time to finish this up. This actually didn't take as long as I thought it would. Now time to patch up everything that we made.
And then I'm gonna start putting railing in.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm gonna start from... You go back to your beginning. I'll go back to mine. It's weird how 90% of the time our band chat just consists of us sending each other really, really dumb memes, or us just being complete assholes to each other.
Especially Griffin, he's the public enemy number one.
No, he more is just trying to...
Public punching bag.
Yeah, he's more just trying to act like he's cool by hating literally everything that everybody else in the punk community, and just music, you know, just in the... Just every community that we're a part of likes. See, I like Stratocaster. He's an elitist on Gibson. I like Fender. I prefer Fender-styled instruments. I prefer the Strat. Because it's got the fingering and styling that I like. This dude walks in with this fucking shit-eating grin on his face every practice and says that his instrument is better than ours when it's not even a Gibson. It's an Epiphone.
It doesn't even sound good.
Yeah, it really doesn't. And he's like, humbuckers are better than single coil. And I'm like, that's your fucking opinion. And no one asked for it. So maybe dial your shit down, you elitist. Because to be honest, 90% of the time, it just makes us want to punch you. You're a good friend and everything, but still.
We should start having, like, a strike system in the back, and on his third strike, he has to take a 30-minute timeout.
Or he has to play a strat.
I'm not lending him my strat.
No. A mini squire.
So I thought we were going to buy that $30 strat.
Oh, that'd be even more... That'd be perfect.
Not even replace the strings.
Yeah, just have a bunch of old strings, destroyed single-coil pickups.
He also thinks he's Neil Peart.
Yeah, he's a terrible drummer, and he keeps on trying to hop on the kit.
Yeah, we had to put up a sign.
We had to put up a sign that told him he wasn't allowed to touch the kit anymore. And coming from an ex-drummer, I took offense at what the fuck he was doing to my old kit. I fucking loved that thing. I think we should just kind of chill out. You know that you can't make turns with the power.
Yeah, rail, yeah, so I know. I have good. The regular rail on me.
Okay, good. 1, 2, 3. Poop. 2, 3.
I think I'm just gonna. I think I'm just one, gonna two, put three, redstone four, five, torches poop. Around the power one, two, rails. Three, four, five.
Good idea.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Boop, boop, boop. I've noticed that the like max amount that that a detector rail can get most of the time. Wait, what if we just let's just do the redstone torch thing.
Yeah.
And if you save yourself... Wait, does that go against copyright if we sing?
I don't know. Just keep it under 10 seconds.
And if you save yourself...
What about Alice in Chains? That's a good band.
I fucking love Alice in Chains. Hell yeah. Dude, can you hit the high notes in Man in the Box?
I can't.
I keep on hearing people that are like... It's a hard song to sing. I'm sitting here like, it's not really that hard. It just seems really high-pitched.
I have a really low voice.
Yeah, he's also not really a singer. He's kind of tone-deaf, actually. Not to be a dick.
Yeah, I'm not tone-deaf on instruments. I'm actually really good at hearing when something's out of tone. It's just I'm tone-deaf when it comes to voices, and I don't like to sing. It sounds like knives.
Yeah, well, at least you're not like Griffin. He's like, I'm a better singer than James. I'm the vocalist for a reason. Also because I've actually had lessons. And I've been practicing on singing my whole life. So, you can just go away with that bullshit. Because most of my life I've been under the profession of a vocalist. So, it's my thing. And I am within a higher tenor range. I can hit some notes within the female range. I have sometimes peaked into very low soprano. Which, yeah, it's pretty good. That's a pretty good resume for a vocalist.
Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell.
Yeah, he's talking to his dog. Tinkerbell is his dog's name, by the way.
She's a Great Dane.
Yeah. Speaking of dogs, are you going to be cool when I get that gigantic mountain shepherd dog?
Sure.
We're just going to have it in our house. You know, just use it as an intimidation tactic. Just take it out on a walk. You're never going to get robbed. You're never going to get robbed when you're with that damn thing.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, what the hell is that? And it's like, I'm walking my bear.
Unless it's like Tinkerbell. She's pretty obviously a gentle.
Well,
giant.
You still do not want to approach a dog that looks like a bear that's from the Ukraine.
Yeah.
And yeah, this type of dog I'm talking about is bred in the UK and mostly used in the military. From what I've heard about it, at least. Even though most of the time when you hear about military dogs, you most of the time think, wait, dogs are not in the military. They're mostly used for, like, hunting and stuff like that, I think, actually. I can't remember.
There's a lot of bomb-sniffing dogs in the U.S. military.
Well, yeah. There's just a lot of drug-sniffing dogs within any section of the government.
There is a whole movie about it.
Yeah, and apparently, there's some dogs called bloodhounds that are trained to sense if someone has died nearby.
Bloodhounds are nice dogs.
No, I'm talking, not the breed. I'm talking about the actual, like, government, you know, like, the police dogs that are trained to sniff out dead people.
I mean, that would be a good skill. You don't want a corpse lying around.
Well, it's kind of how they verified, like, kind of, not really verified, but it's kind of how they got one of their leading suspects on the Black Dahlia case, even though he's been dead for, like, what, 80 years?
Yeah.
Apparently, this dude
had... I'll get the rest of the rail if you want to get the redstone torches.
Yeah. And apparently this dude, yeah, sometimes we don't just talk about music, we just talk about everything, but we're classified under music because that's what we talk about. We're punks in a pod, not, you know, punks about life. What if I just put them all in a line? Is that a thing that's possible?
It is, but it's like...
Just know that you never want to get in a political discussion with me. If you don't have the same opinion as me,
yeah.
I will politely disagree, but to an extent.
You ever fall asleep on the couch and you wake up and you're in, like, the weirdest position?
Yeah. I once woke up with my head in my ass. Well, not my ass, but, you know the position where you're basically, like, slouched, sort of.
Yeah.
Like, you're just butt in the air position. That happened to me when I was a kid.
Once I fell asleep on the couch and woke up on the floor.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I toss and turn a lot, so that's believable.
Yeah, I know.
When I used to have a bunk bed, I wouldn't sleep on the top bunk ever because there was no rail on the side. And I would always fall off in the middle of the night and just hit the ground hard as hell. I remember one time I actually sprained my leg from hitting the ground hard as shit.
Yeah.
From falling out of my bed.
Yeah.
And it was like, ah, Jesus Christ. And the bed that I had was pretty terrible. It was metal frame. I'm not kidding about that. It was like prison bed, basically. And I should know what a prison bed's like. I've been to prison.
I have a twin.
Yeah. Twin beds are pretty small, but...
I have a full.
Yeah. If you get used to it, I guess it's okay.
I don't have a twin.
I had a bunk size, which is actually smaller than a twin.
Yeah, I know. I used to have a bunk.
From what I used to have... have you ever just...
Not again.
Guys!
Stop it!
Jesus! Fucking Christmas.
Well, I got Star to stop doing fast paws.
You sure about that?
Nope, she's back doing them.
Are you a fan of Tool?
I never really listened to them.
That's gonna change eventually. Because I'm thinking that we should play Sober live because I actually have, like, the perfect vocal range for the song. And also, I just like the song and how dreary and, like, dark it can be and how just awesome it is.
Yeah.
We're playing Sober live. It's a good song. And it also gives me a break from playing the guitar, which means that I get to focus more on my vocals, which makes the song actually better for me. Oh my god, guys!
I gotta tell something. What?
Marker Mary, won't you whisper? Something for the past is done. Stop! Guys! Oh my god. I feel like I have a group of toddlers just sitting next to me, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, kill me. And because trust me, I've babysat before. It's not fun! Especially when the kid's a brat. That's why I mostly try to not do babysitting gigs anymore, even though it's the only way a teenager like me can actually even make money.
People trust you?
Not really, but I've gotten house-sitting gigs. I don't mind those. Those are more fun.
Okay, here's how you want to set up the beginning.
Okay, do you think a house-sitting gig would be cool for me? Because I could literally just be like, oh, I can just bring my PlayStation, hook it up to your TV, and just sit in your house? That's pretty dope, actually. And I get paid for it? I get paid to play video games. Fuck yeah, this is my fucking dream. Anyway, I was thinking that with our music, we try a new approach, sort of. Because Griffin, I'll talk to him about music, and then out of nowhere, he'll be like, that's already been done. I'm like, well, no shit, everything's been done. You know? Nothing in music is original
anymore. We could try to bring glam metal back.
No. Please. God, no.
But Def Leppard, Motley Crue.
Yeah, those are bands that we're not.
Ah, we can.
Alright. Hey, thanks for listening to the Punks in a Pod podcast. Come back next week. We'll probably have another episode up somewhere between Tuesday and Friday, and we'll see you guys later. Peace.